Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, yeah, True S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. What's happening? DJ Ev Love birthday special. He ain't even on the damn line. How we gonna have a birthday special when this nigga ain't even here? You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me turn my damn instrumental up a little bit. I'm tripping. Hold on. There we go. We got Mr. Everywhere in the motherfucking building. We got Fox in the building. Oh, there you go. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Yeah, yeah. We got 86, and we got
Beep. What's up?
Wait, hold on. Let me stop this shit. Hold on. I gotta do this shit right here. Hold on. Let me see. I gotta do this shit. This shit got to go down. Sit down. This shit ain't gonna be right. Hold on. Give me 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Let me see.
Happy birthday, nigga.
Yeah, that motherfucker old. That nigga. That motherfucker old like a motherfucker.
Hold on.
Here we go. Let me do this real quick. Hold on. Wait.
Six. What's that birthday money?
I'm gonna play this shit about 3 more times tonight. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, my dad. What you doing, man? I know you're over there turning up a little bit or something.
Man, you know I'm sitting over here burning these bushes there, man. It's Nicole, so I'm on law patrol right now. I got to keep the wood burning right. You hear me?
Burning, if that's what you
gotta
do.
Yeah, I got my family with me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's up. Shit.
Right on.
Happy
they might want to do some things if they want to. You know, we open to the public, you hear me? And guess what? Slash.
What?
I'm 49.
Huh?
I'm 49.
Hey, that's a good number.
Hey. Boy, you ain't 50 gonna look like, don't you?
That's
I'm
a hell of a good
number. I'm showing that on 49. I'm going to give away tonight a dinner date with him, love. All deals paid, baby. That's just all laid out. Limousine, pickup. You got to put your Easter suit on. Yeah.
That's what you need money to do?
Some lucky lady will get the call in number. Tonight, you'd be the proper call in person, and you will have won that dinner date with DJ Hill Love, exclusively paid for by KMG Music. You know what I'm saying? Also sponsored by Hill Love Insights. You know, because he ain't doing this.
So nobody ain't called you for that dinner date.
Where we going?
I say nobody didn't call you for that dinner date.
We going to Kita Taco Bell.
Hey, they probably where my old lady done went. She said she was going out. I probably over there with Hell Love now. She done took the last 3.
Why did you say you was going to take them to Taco Bell, though? No, hey, order whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Just go.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're going to Taco Bell, and you ain't got 2 options. It's my birthday, so...
That nigga be like, niggas... You gotta look at, you gotta look for the value menu. You gotta go on there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, look at that, two of those $2 tacos.
You got two options. Soft or hard.
That's a fucked up thing.
Yeah,
love you. Happy birthday.
Cause we're gonna get a 12 pack. We're gonna do.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh, let me put that motherfucker out. Good God Almighty.
Yeah, you. So now you got to smoke carefully, cause I might just fuck you up and you be caught choking and shit. It's not gonna be my fault. Cause I might face the pain to the.
Now, this is what I wanted. You gotta tell me what songs you want me to play tonight.
Oh, what songs I want to play tonight? I only want to hear one song, really.
What? Business can't even think about it. Hey, we got 2 hours, so an hour 30 minutes now, 37 minutes.
Yeah, is T-Pain, he in love with a stripper?
I'm in love with a stripper.
He just wanted to hear one song. He
didn't say nothing else. Yeah, he said, I just want to hear one song.
Play Ecto for me. She might call in tonight.
Okay,
they my brother. They might call in tonight. I don't know. I want some Ecto. I want some Ecto.
Okay, yeah, we can throw some Ecto on. We'll give you a three piece of XO. Boxy, what's up? Why are you so quiet down there?
Boxy.
Are you with
what's
us?
Up?
Hello? This
Hello?
Is you
is it me you're looking for?
I'm just listening.
Well,
my girl, she up there quiet as a motherfucker.
I'm just whoever it is, happy birthday, sweetheart. Happy birthday.
DJ,
I know I don't know you.
I am honored to enjoy this moment with you on my birthday. Thank you so much, my queen.
Even though I didn't get the same love on my birthday, but it's all good though. It's all good.
What was your birthday? We did that.
Y'all know I've been
rehab.
But
see, you gotta let us know ahead of time. Motherfucker, hell, love.
He called me last Monday.
What we gonna do for Mad Monday? I say Mad Monday was yesterday. He said next Monday. You know that's my birthday. You didn't see the flyers? I put the flyers up on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Look, already.
I'm glad to be in enjoyance with you people. What we got
for the Lord? Chilly. Julia, what's up, baby girl? Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's up with you?
Big booty Judy.
Hey, you got another happy birthday, love, from Julia.
Thank you so much, baby. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know that motherfucker over there got...
It's raining.
They got mad cakey shit over there. Nigga probably got a party cracking in the background. He just don't want to see it. Type of shit.
Man, poor lie right now.
I wish I could smoke a blunt with you. I'm gonna light one up for you. How many candles? That's how many blunts I'm gonna smoke.
Big 49er candles. 49er candles.
49. Scratch. I'm a 49. I'm a 49.
So you a 77 baby.
I need you to be a good day for something.
49er. You born in 73?
I just turned a 49er.
So I'll say you were born in 73?
But you born in 73, motherfucker, is what he asked you.
I said, you born in 1973?
Somebody cheated, took the devil off of my house. Thank you.
She said, cut the devil off in my house.
Crazy.
Was you born in 1973?
Two.
Oh, two. Okay. That was 86 was asking you, but you was this motherfucker right here.
Yeah. I didn't know if I should put it. I had to think about it first.
You make it deep. You
don't know how many switches you got.
I had to think about it. You don't remember the year you was born?
No,
you
got to be 73.
You got to get behind last year. Mine and I had one.
Motherfucker got to start counting. Wait a minute. The motherfucker say 72, 72, 82, 92, 2002. Yeah. It was 72.
Yeah, you go back to the first 15 years before you got your first S-Curl kit put in your head. And then you know.
I hated the motherfucker.
No, that's what that nigga got a kitty kit. Remember when they used to have a kitty kit, nigga?
I hate the motherfuckers, dog.
That nigga had a kitty kit, nigga.
And
we saw him ready for the world. He had one of them ready for the world.
It's getting late. Why are you still here, girl? Have you made up your mind?
That was the song that was doing too.
You want to make love to me?
That used to be my jam, like, that used to be my shit, boy.
That motherfucker had the ready for the world curl like a motherfucker.
Y'all was letting the soul blow, huh?
Let the soul blow.
Curl up in the front, that little Superman curl in the front. The rest of it just
lay down. That was everybody, you know, the motherfucker, everybody had that little Michael Jackson curl in the front of their shit. That's that little Michael Jackson girl. He the one started that shit.
This bullshit ass shit.
This shit ain't run me up out
of here, man. I'm gonna call that nigga back to bring me $15. Bring my $15 back.
Oh, hell no. The nigga that sold you some all right.
See, I want to wait until all them other Negroes got online, but I think we kind of beat the motherfucking Green Bay Packers. We are going to the championship.
Did you see that Rams game where the referee didn't touch the ball and they spiked the ball? Did you see that same thing the Dallas guy did and the Rams got by with it?
No. Mm-hmm. The thing that happened was he gave the ball to the referee.
Not the Rams, didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, look online. It's online. He didn't give it to the ref.
You got to give the ball to the referee. He got to spot the ball, and then you can spike it.
Yeah, he didn't do it. The Rams didn't do it. They did the same thing that Dak Prescott did. They talking about it all on the line.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It don't matter anymore. It don't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the congratulations. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I put up on my page, I just put Niners.
Oh, I knew you said it was
going to
do
you. Did your invoice is ready?
Huh?
I asked you, did you get your invoices ready? And you ain't replied.
Oh, fuck yeah. I sent my invoices out already. Nigga, as soon as that game was over, I would shoot motherfuckers' bills all day. Da, 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 da. Yeah. I couldn't wait. Shit.
But I know you don't want to fuck your chest out this week without no bra on. I know that.
Say what now?
I said, I know you don't want to poke your chest out this week without no bra on them 49ers. I know that.
Man, that's my goddamn team, nigga. I'm with it. What you talking about? I'm with it.
Can I hear a Buccaneers song for my birthday?
Yes, you can hear Buccaneers so for your birthday.
Right on.
We go. We gonna play.
I want King's Trash song. I want. I want some of the.
You want an EXO?
EXO. Put some of the E60 shit. The man.
Hey,
what was it? What was it?
Don't Foxy got
the
soul?
Play
huh?
Rain. The rain.
I said, don't Foxy got a song in there?
I'm wearing this motherfucker. I'll find it.
Yeah.
We still got an hour and 28 minutes, so you know what I'm saying?
And it's my birthday.
We can find a whole lot of goddamn songs in between now and then.
Hey, it's my birthday, and I'm crunk. And I'm crunk. Yeah. That boy.
Man, I'm glad. Man. I'm glad.
You know.
One more way. Year? Hold on, let me see.
I don't want to get a song with you. Boogie, can I do a song with you? I can sing, I can rap. Oh. What else do you give me? I can sing, I can rap. What else can I do?
Start shit.
Talk shit. Hell, you give me, man, you forgot all about DJing. That's supposed to be your first love, nigga.
Yes, he is. Jesus. I'm just trying to horn a
chicken.
Just trying to horn a chicken. That's all.
Hold on, I gotta get a pen. I gotta write these down. What you wanna hear for your birthday? You wanna fucking hear? Fuckito!
Oh, it's going there, man. I'm genius. January 24th, 1972 is when I fell out in the earth. Yeah. Here we are.
So wait a minute. You want a Julia song?
I want a Julia song.
You 50, man.
Okay.
You turn 50.
I want Julia to send me an autograph photograph.
An autograph photograph. Look at you. You're grabbing the True West Radio and your fans already.
That's what's up.
I'm going to autograph to you. DJ Head Love. Special autograph. I was put that on my wall. And my wall might look like PJ Neal. But I know all my people got these damn puppies.
That nigga ain't even never asked me for an autograph. Ain't that a bitch?
And you know what's up, you know what's that? I'm glad you brought that up. Because I've been to ask you for an autograph song. And see, I've been to ask you that. You tell me I can't get an autograph because we better than that.
You know what was fly as fuck to me?
What?
My son went online and found a NWA album in the plastic. And he wanted me to sign it for him. I said, nigga, I ain't get ready to sign that for you. You gonna put it on eBay tomorrow.
No,
I signed it for him, though. I signed it for him.
I wish I could get one.
The album. He found it. He found the motherfucker on eBay. I don't know how. He wouldn't tell me how much he paid for the motherfucker.
I just talked to my producer. You know, me and my producer ain't talking a while.
Yeah. That motherfucker brought me an album. He said, here, Dad, sign this. And I was like, you can ready to sell this motherfucker. That's what you can ready to do. You ain't going to keep it.
Come on, man. You got to do that, man. You own that album, man. You own that album. You own her.
Well, sir.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know I was thinking that he just, hey, you know, man, I was thinking that the motherfucker fucked around and got the album from somebody else.
Yeah.
And then wanted me to sign the motherfucker so he could go get your dad's autograph. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga probably sold that motherfucker. I'm going to tell him to bring it back up here when he comes. Bring that album back up here.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. We can run and jump into a couple of these jammy jams. We going to start out with Julia. Man, you said you want some XO. And who else?
Ha.
You said Julia? You wanted some XO?
That's a
I ain't got to write that down. I know me.
That's some of the back. Just thought I was the Backstreet. I like the Backstreet.
Oh, the Backstreet King?
What you know about the Backstreet? Who here that tonight?
The Backstreet King. That's one of the old songs. All right, hold on.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to go there, and then we go work it out from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
DJ Ev, love.
Love,
happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all.
We on Mad Monday.
Mad Monday.
Hold on, god damn it.
Yeah.
My goddamn keyboard is sticking. Come on, man.
That's how good.
Man, don't stick that knife.
And to all the ladies in the land, I wish you more than love.
Key scratch, man. DJ M. Love, all of us, we in the motherfucking building. Hold up, let me see. Come on, goddammit. Everything is going haywire right now. DJ M. Love, happy birthday. Let's go.
Let's go. Tap in, baby.
Gotcha. You know, this DS, man, this Pasadena, we up here doing what we do. Huh? Pasadena, big guy. Big guy.
I'm forbidden up in the cone of my L's, just suspended my black ass, getting a rap, and once go past, I hit the back streets, back. I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King. I got this fast pack in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, back streets. I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King. As I roll down Lincoln, breath sinking, barely both blinking, popping with a fresh cause I've been drinking. Thinking about my vision, mentally mapping out my maneuver. I'm Dewey bad, plus I've been blowing like a tuba. Due to the circumstance, I keep checking my rearview mirror. Window cracks so I can hear the Pasadena PD or the Altadena Sheriff, and it's a damn shame. I'm just dirty in the damn game, trying to do the damn thing, feel how this jam bang. I'm forbidden up in the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting harassed if once go past. I hit the back streets, back streets. I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King. I got this fast track in my backpack and enough hand to get my quart again. Booked again, I hit the back streets, back streets. I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King. So stop it, coppers and choppers, you'll never stop, Jay Norm, cause Jay Norm is never complacent, and my fingertips is at the dreams that I've been chasing. Shit, thus far I've made it luckily, learned to stay sucker free reluctantly, keep my heat stuck to me, but you wouldn't know it unless you drove the fuck with me. But oh no, a 4-4 on the flow, bro, was protection for my own ass, but a threat to the 4-4, so my pro go out of sight and out of mind, as I continue to smash and do my thing, and until I get cracked, I'll be the Backstreet King. I'm forbidden to bend it, cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting harassed if once go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my court again. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena Backstreet King.
It's a damn thing. Don't get it twisted, baby. You know how we do.
What?
Ain't no bullshit backing up this camp. But ask somebody. You don't.
Pasadena.
You gon' learn that lesson the hard way.
Holla.
You better check it. Huh? Backstreet.
Catch me down. Follow it down and down and I catch me cause I'm follow it down and down and I follow it down and I catch me. I'm falling, I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down.
Welcome to the truth. West, nigga. that true west shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, who we are. Yeah, 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 it's that True West.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loke. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love, I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the motherfucking building. Yeah, a little birthday bash. We up in the motherfucking we missed everywhere. The man himself, DJ Edward. Yeah. And the one and only motherfucker, JoJo Loco. Everybody got the clap, so it's good. What it does, though, y'all? Shit. Hey, over here. That's a cool little selection for you right there. I damn sure want to find that one song. You can't remember dude's name. That song that I like, that nigga, that shit, that nigga be rapping fast as fuck. That shit is bobbing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, am I the only one who be singing along to JoJo thing?
How you doing tonight?
I've been dancing to all of them.
Craig,
you gotta send me them two songs too.
Which one?
I want the one, the Catch Me song. You already know this one. I told you it was my favorite anyway. And then I want that remix to Walk. You gotta send me them two songs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, you gotta remind me of shit because I only got like 3 brain cells, so I'll be getting shit.
Don't worry, I will.
Brain cells, that ain't, you know what I'm saying?
See,
this is your brain.
I want her to be a Foxy
song.
They need to work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting ready to go down. I don't know, yeah. Foxy done left. I know she always dipping out early.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, where, who all on today?
We got Julio, we got 86 O, we got Queenie, we got DJ M Love. It's his birthday, and then we got Mr. Edward.
Oh yeah.
my niggas called in. I don't know if his call dropped or whatever, but I was waiting on the call here. Waiting to hear from him.
Where's
Capetti
at? He ain't on
track. Capetti ain't nowhere to be found.
You're
gonna have to wake him up so he can
follow
you
back. I don't know what's going on, but my homies and this, you know what I mean? I went on half of the show last night, the other night. So,
I'm sorry.
Why this nigga trying to get this shit started? I'm like, my nigga, can't nobody get shit started unless I allow some shit to get started.
Who got trying to get some shit started? Capetti?
Remember, they were saying he was sitting there going about JoJo and all that. Like, just like I told him, I'm not tripping. You know what I mean? You already know where we stand.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, hell, I don't know.
I don't remember
him
saying that about you. He was fucking with Julian because he's jealous that Scratch spent more art and time with her now.
Hell, Julia, he's in True West, so, I mean, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Me and Toto was already right here together.
You know?
Like I said, if I got anything to say or feel some type of way, I'm going to speak my mind. Here you go.
He's fucking with him and everybody else because Scratch keeps dropping them blinds. The only time I drop the blind jokes is when he be clowning. And then he'll say something. I see you, nigga. Oh, no, you don't see me, nigga. You know what I mean? Only drop blind jokes when he say something about something else. I don't use that as, you know, I hate the fact that that nigga can't see shit. Because I know if I couldn't see, nigga, I'm just getting ready. I bet you I could climb on the roof and jump off of that motherfucking head first. The thing is, you and Confetti be messy as hell.
And then Confetti be dragging other people in it, trying to be messy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, you know what I mean? You can't go drag me into none of that shit, but I'm cool.
Moon Ali's on 24 TV. What it
does? Hey, man. What's happening, y'all? True West Radio. It's your boy Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Hustle Never Sleep. Buddha Ali in the building, man. And it looks like those 49ers is the new California Cowboys going to the Super Bowl there. Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. I call them California Cowboys.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The 49ers, they rode horseback. They went and got their dole on horseback. That's how they won, on horseback. So they had to be cowboys. They had to survive off the land.
I'm going to give you a history lesson. They didn't win the last time they went, and they ain't going to win this time. History repeats itself, so I'm giving you a history lesson.
Let me say this, though. California, okay, now they playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, we're still dealing with a Southern team. Okay, man. The Missouri, okay, they're still part of the South, all the way from Missouri all the way to Florida, where Mr. Edward talking that shit at, you hear me? So this is what I got to say. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon this time. Well, I can. Like Cuz say, Big Cuz say, go jump on the bandwagon. I done jumped on the 49er bandwagon.
Well, how you
thank
gonna
you.
Texas.
Thank you. Shit.
Pocket Texas now. Him
hold
and
on. God damn it. Where my crap at?
Yeah, you
yes.
talking about the goddamn San Francisco
49ers. I told y'all.
You ain't never
I told you the 49ers going
to
beat you. But hold on. I told you the 49ers that night. I said, y'all might be, we might get fooled. I said, 49ers look like they're going to beat Green Bay. And they did at the last minute like they always do. That's how they did Dallas.
Man, beautiful.
Train,
beautiful. Hold on.
I'm going, the 49ers are a form of Cowboys. This is why this is happening, see. So I got to go with that. Now, the Indian, I got Indian in. I am a black Indian. I'm a Washita Indian. I got Sudanese. I also got Irish in. But I got to go with the 49ers.
But you ain't got
winning
Texas
the Super Bowl this time.
You ain't got Texas, baby.
I'm gonna keep on. I'm gonna keep on hitting that clap button. I'm so glad this motherfucker working tonight. Shit.
Very happy tonight on my birthday.
Hey, somebody done wasted some pine saw up there at Dollar Tree, and Buddha been inhaling it. So that's why y'all just gotta forgive me. Forgive me.
Boy, you wrong, Mr. Well for that.
Hey, you Texas from heart, man. You the one told me about Texas, man.
All right, well, see, look here, y'all. I'm arguing with a man who had a Dallas Cowboy Suburban. Miss Elmore had the only Dallas Cowboy Suburban in the Oklahoma Tech area. And he's staying
right.
That motherfucker night and day. And you never seen that truck stop nowhere unless it's at the car wash or getting some game. So I know what I'm dealing with, but you need to get a 49er Suburban this year. You might well get that 49er Suburban and ride that motherfucker around.
Where the hell is Rev Ali and motherfucking Confetti when I need them?
I'm gonna get some people to call in. They want to get in on this. Y'all go ahead. Let me try to call them. I'm gonna be on mute for a minute. It's some reliable people. Not nobody talking on Saturday night.
I wonder where Confetti is. I told him he'd be sleep. We're hiding.
That nigga be asleep, and you calling, and he talks shit for about 45 minutes, and he got back to sleep.
We gonna wake up just enough time. It's gonna be just enough seconds on the clock.
There's gonna be like 5 minutes left on the show. And then he gonna call.
Look, the other night, I don't know what y'all was doing. Me and Julia was talking. He fell asleep, and I yelled at him. I was like, "Confetti." I was like, "What's up?" And he was like, "Man, hold up." And then he went back to sleep.
That ain't got the phone up to his goddamn ear and sleeping.
That's what I used to do in middle school, though.
Oh, I used to do that shit, too. I used to be macking to my little shorty. You sleep? Oh, no, I'm cool. I'm up. You know what I'm saying?
Do
you
sleep? No.
You gotta be all up in the cut and shit, so your mama won't hear you and shit. Get your motherfucking ass off the phone. It's 2 in the morning. Type of shit.
Wake up in the morning. Damn, you still on here?
Yeah, I used to wake up and the girl was still on the other phone. Oh, good morning. Oh, how you doing? Hold up. Let me get ready for school. All right, I'll see you at school. Type of shit. Ah, those was the good old days. Yeah.
Man, I
tell
y'all, I wasn't even supposed to be talking
to boys. Yeah, what's up?
Mad Monday birthday bye. We got about 50
man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see you grow yourself up. Hey, happy birthday to you. I know it's good to be 49.
I mean, you know what? I really appreciate y'all taking out this time to celebrating a little old me. You know, we having fun tonight.
I have a very special friend that I've been friends with over 20-some years, I would say. And today is his born day, and I just really wanted to wish him a happy, happy birthday. May all his wishes come true, too. My boy, DJ, Heavy Love,
Chasing love, baby. I appreciate it.
All y'all gotta go to the doctor tomorrow because everybody got the clap.
I'm
gonna tell you, man. I was hollering with a 29 of a plane. I was hollering like the Cowboys was playing. I got all into it, man. I said, you know what? I'm gonna have to jump over the goddamn wagon.
Hold on, let me give you some more of that shit. God damn it, I
don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm glad that somebody is on my side at least.
Oh.
Everybody else has got targets on my back. Shit.
Okay, $40. Okay, $40. That's you. Nephew's putting in work.
Hey, that's what I'm okay. Now you get the money. Yeah.
And see, I didn't even see Kansas City play. They came to work talking about Kansas City at work. I don't know how I missed that game, but I seen everybody was packed up, everybody out. But I don't know what. It was just the Lord wouldn't let me watch the Kansas City game. I was still hooked on the San Francisco game. I couldn't get it out of my system.
But the Kansas City game came on yesterday.
Yeah, I'm talking about I didn't even watch it. I was still hooked on the San Francisco game, how they came back and beat Green Bay in the snow, as they have, like they did us in Dallas. They beat them right there in motherfucking cheese house.
Well, you know what the dude said on you know what the dude said on the radio show. He said the only good thing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is the Packers and the cheese. So that's what that is. The Packers won, so everybody went to go and ate some cheese.
So who did Tom Brady play for?
He played for the Bucs.
The Buccaneers.
And the Rams.
Listen, he
served their ass.
He said he going home.
Yeah, the Rams served their ass. Now, we're going to play the Rams again. We just beat them 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, so he going back to the house.
Yeah, he going home because the motherfucker, he probably getting ready to retire. The nigga 44.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is old as hell.
Wait a minute, hold on. They got 54, so don't be talking about old.
That's what I'm saying. 44 ain't old. He's just not getting out there.
Call 44. Oh, yeah. Well, he is old to be playing football, nigga. I'm 54, and you ain't. I go play catch. I go play basketball, but I go play catch with you. But, nigga, you ain't get ready to come and tackle me. Fuck that.
Hey, well, shit, look, Walter Payton, he played, he was 44. He might have been 45. Peace be on Walter Payton. May all of them be pleased, but he was 40, 45 going through there like,
Nick, I can't see myself at 40. Even at 44, I couldn't see
myself getting hit by no motherfucker coming at me at full goddamn throttle. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nah. Them the wrong president. So, no. I'm moving out the fucking way. That's what I'm gonna do. Y'all motherfuckers ain't getting ready to blast me. Because them motherfuckers, even when the 49ers out there and they playing in the fucking snow. Nigga, the first time a nigga hit me, I've been like, I'm done, bro. I ain't playing no more tonight. I don't give a fuck if you bang your finger on a motherfucker 12-degree ass motherfucking door, you gonna be like, hell no.
I feel your message.
I'm just saying, that's real as fuck. Nigga, it was, they said it was 12 degrees and it felt like zero. So if you just walk by a bench and hit your hand on a bench, that shit gonna be like, oh, shit. Let alone a motherfucking big old 300 motherfucking pound nigga tackling me type of shit.
Knowing you on a cold ass ground too, icy ground? Hell no.
Nigga, that's just like it, like you get tackled on concrete type of shit. Fuck that.
Well, y'all play football. Y'all done played in the cold before now. I'm just getting a little soft in here now. Y'all getting a little soft on this lane. If y'all play football, y'all done played in the cold somewhere down in your timeline.
I
played in the cold. Me and everybody played in the cold.
I played in the rain. But I never played in zero, nigga.
Yeah. It goes down.
Oh, yeah.
I never played in zero.
Tell me that year we played in love in the cold. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We got callers from, 870-688? Who did? Who?
Bandit.
Bandit?
That's my boy Randy Glenn who called in.
Oh, Randy.
I
thought
season.
He said Bandit. What up, Randy? How you doing, brother? Welcome to True West Radio, Mad Monday. DJ M. Love, birthday bash.
Heaven Lord, it's your birthday. Oh,
shit. Yeah. Let me play the goddamn song again. I said I was going to play it about three more times. Hold on. Here we go. Oh my God, it's crazy. I love it though. Here we go. Yep.
Hey y'all.
Hold on,
y'all
hold on, Ev Love. We got you.
I don't
we
know.
Got
maybe
you right
it's
here.
Just me. What you talking about?
Oh, roll song, roll song, roll song, roll song, roll song, roll song, roll song. Hold on, wrong song. My bad.
Hey, wait, can y'all hear me? I'm mute already.
What'd you say? I
can
start that motherfucker over. Yeah, I hear you.
I got Hev Love Hood Twin on the phone. I got Chris on the phone so they can tell each other happy birthday.
Oh, well, go ahead.
How to do it, Chris. Oh, what's going on?
What's up? What's going Chris. On, man? How y'all doing?
Happy birthday, Connoisseur Chris and DJ M. Love. Oh, shit, it's old.
Happy birthday, man.
What up, man? Where you at the workhouse?
Hell yeah, I'm at work.
Okay, well, we going to do this then. Check this out. Ha-ha!
Solo return to both of y'all, man. Heavy Love, Connoisseur Chris, man. It's an honor and pleasure to rock with y'all, man, on this earth plane.
This mothership Earth, man. Y'all have made around the sun again. It's your boy Buddha Ali. I salute y'all brothers both, man. It's like she said, it's twin birthdays, man. That's some powerful shit, man. And I mean, it's powerful, man. I salute both of y'all, man.
You know, cause my street twin, I call him my street twin. His birthday is on Christmas too. You know, we also business partners. He was up here yesterday when we was just watching what was going on with this shit. But yeah, man. But that's it's wild when you find somebody that's born on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know
right.
What I mean?
That's a twin to me because she acts just like me.
You say what now? She was like a twin to you. Who's that, 86?
Yeah, this is Randy. She acts just like me, and we are born on the same birthday. And she was born in the daytime, I was born at night. Oh, I was born in the day, she was born at night, went on.
Well, you know, the funny thing about my street twin, he's 50. I'm 54. His girlfriend that he got now is born on Christmas too. So it's almost like a three-time thing. His ex-wife was born on Christmas Eve. My daughter was born on Christmas Eve. My stepfather's mama was born on Christmas. So it's just a big old wild pot of gumbo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, my daughter, if she'd have stayed in for like 12 more minutes, we'd have had the same birthday.
Dang.
12 minutes. But, yeah, it's all good, man. It's always good when... You know, first of all, it's good when you get to see another fucking birthday all together. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
shit,
you can play the music and I just want to tell each other happy birthday.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'm about to get ready for my section. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to pop some bottles real quick.
Oh, okay, I know. When you get home, I know you and wife are going to turn up.
Shit, we about to turn up at my job.
I'm busy. I'm gonna turn up at my job.
I need
to put something on there. Hold on. Turn up at my job.
No. This nigga so funny.
I be trying to be fun a little bit. You know what I mean? I hope he trying to. Be out there too hard. Yeah, but man, happy birthday to you. Y'all turned up. I mean, you at work. You can stay on the phone all. If you can stay on the phone, stay here. Shit.
Oh, it's about to be loud. Where I'm about to be, it's about to be loud. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to miss the broadcast.
Oh, it's all good, man.
I work at a club, like a semi-club type thing.
We're going to go to a restaurant,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know how
they fuck up. I need to go ahead and get them to help me while they can, okay?
Yes, sir.
I got to go to work. So, come on, let's try to fix your back.
Yeah, we order 100 bottles on him on his discount.
You know what I mean? Nigga say discount.
I already know.
You say discount? Fuck yeah, let's get that. You know what I mean? This is our True West Radio, man. Mad Monday, we DJ Ev Love birthday bash. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Connoisseur Chris. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Matter of fact,
I say happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everybody else that's their birthday today.
Happy workday.
I appreciate y'all, man. Gotta
Gotta get back to work. Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. I'm gonna be on my own note right now. Watch this. Connoisseur Chris, I'm on my own note, man. True West Radio, Mad Monday. Happy birthday, DJ Ev Love and my nigga Connoisseur Chris. Nigga, get your work on. Don't pop the bottle too hard because the boss might see you. Ha!
Connoisseur Chris.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. My set stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, tryna find better ways, tryna find better haze, tryna find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I wanna be like Dame. I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life's so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, trying to be me. Trying to find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my chick for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am. If you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life.
My own note.
You find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
You gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, trying to be me. I be on my own note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own
note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note. I be on my own note. Connoisseur with Chris
going in.
So you are,
I don't know if you know like I know. I'm in my zone. You thought you could catch me, hold my nuts, I'm going beast mode.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in. Grind is all I know.
I'm going in.
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. No sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, man. I'm always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. Hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in like it ain't nowhere to go. I eat the beat and don't take nothing to go. I order more. Learn how to mix because I mastered the flow. Got a battery in my back and my bag ain't going back.
ain't going back to losing. I ain't taking no L. I turn my hustle legit. I should get bro back his scale. These niggas don't measure up. She thought I ain't measure up. Put it out, she fell in love. I think that count as a dub. Been a problem child since Jackson child. I'm a grown man, got problems now. You think I'm crazy, have crack, baby. My whole life full of let down. I done been to press, I done been to jail. I done been to plus, I done been around. Don't glorify it, I horrify it. Get robbed, nigga, what you gonna do now? Going in time too like a clone with me. All I really need is God with me. My dog with me, my broad with me. UNT, my squad with me. I be rolling through my city, I be floating through space. I kill the beat and throw the body away. Don't leave a trace.
I'm going in.
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in.
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
Can tell me, ain't nothing you can sell me. Them jam keep calling my cell B, but they don't know how to handle me. They think that I'm still local, but my music been heard globally. Next time come with that bad girl, I'ma block all y'all from calling me. Shout out to my OGs, King Scratch and Hell Love, True West Made Studio Slave, and the Lions Den straight out the mud. Time to Chris straight out the dub. I'm doing this for all of us, from the 63 to the 46 to the 65. I'm down the ride, better know how to move when you come to my city. The weather washy wishy, you need traffic, we got plenty. Rap flow like a backstreet, stage show like an athlete. I'm the engineer and the MC. These labels don't know what to do with me. Making money off my talent, it's a dream come true. Get my family out the bullshit is the next thing to do. Got hitters in the stoop, everybody in the booth. You know they ain't gon' let me lie, everything I spit the truth.
I'm going in,
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in,
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
Who that is? What up, man? What's going down?
Oh, man, you know the usual business, bro. You ready?
Let's
do this shit, man.
Oh, nigga, I'm up here with Rob Knight and OG. Nigga, that's the business, nigga. We already dressed. We about to hit you up right now, nigga. We'll see you there.
Now, Norma Lee, J. Norma B. At the lab, with his pen in his pad, with some gin in his glass. But my girlie done floss me again, and I'm mad. Connect with my homies, hit the 110 when we smash. And crack that fresh pipa, hen in the bag. And twist that dodie up, my friend in a tag. I'm rolling an intrapair, but I pretend it's a jag. We both niggas with show figures, but take it from Jason. It's temporary, cause we go get us. Now let's go get us. Couple gold diggers, they see we in the club at 9, cause after 10 it's a fee. Crack a grin, come with me. I keep my mackin' at a minimum, cause my momentum render them useless, and I'm exclusively abusive. The rag MCs that suck like 2/10. Why you me mugging me, and it's a club full of hoes, gonna snatch you up a couple, and hit the dance flow. I'm in this club to promote my cuts, otherwise I really wouldn't give a fuck. Somebody keep farting and these drinks is too high, and the bouncer's getting at us like they ready to die.
Hey man, you better get your motherfucking hands off me, what's wrong with
you? Up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, up in this club, club.
You should have stayed at home if you didn't come to dance, but I bet you take a drink if I ask.
Yeah.
I know you would. Damn, you look good, but your attitude is fucked up. Coming to the club, acting so ditty and stuck up. Or is it that your girlfriend is your girlfriend? And since y'all licky licky, you don't dance with me. You act like I'm asking you to come and bounce the bed. Niggas hawking you all night, heads on straight to your head. A few years ago, I would have put you in your place. Or your ass wanna drink, it would have been right in your face. I'm desperate to my time, chasing after a dime. A nigga's a little bigger, but she a boogie with a nigga. Adios, hope you need to come out of your shell. Just remember, bougie niggas don't slang dick as well. A high-class bitch who won't give you no
wanna party. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Excuse me, miss. I'm witnessing that thickness and the sickening. Let me get that chirp. And perhaps in the future, maybe I can get that clit and tickling.
What the fuck you say?
Maybe I can get you a quick drink. She said, nigga, no. Turned away in the discussion. And I was less than a match. Cause in fact, my booty wasn't. My crew disgusted. Matter of fact, they got hot. But I remain cool. Cause in my pockets it's a knot. And in my brain it's a plot. I must remember to remember, cause after December, that's when I drop. I keep it pushing, cracker smell like a cracker down. And after a while, you can see me cracker stab.
Oh, okay, it's like that. Oh, watch BT in a couple of weeks, you're gonna be kicking your own sister's
ass. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
Never ask what's my name. You think you tight, but I might not feel the same.
Y'all niggas lame.
is way more than putting words on a track. Experience, that's the one thing most niggas lack. Bumping CDs in the hood and everybody love it. Stuck on one level and can never get above it. Extend my ladder, going higher than you ever grow. Producer with track and lyrics with a tight flow. Oh, not to say I'm a CEO, I made that. You in the Guinness Book for mixtapes with a platinum man. Don't try to hate me cause we do what we do. When you make a banging song, call a nigga when you through.
Dedicated, just to make it. And I'm waiting for the breakthrough.
Rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Mondays. Ugh.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hevlove. My girl Sweet.
Yeah,
my nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that Play-Doh. Yeah, it's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga. Let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the flow. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep it straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. DJ Have Love. Got us a Chris birthday bash. Check this out. I don't know exactly where these motherfuckers are, but I want to see what this is, y'all. Hold on one second. Let's see.
Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hit. And all-time favorites.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Yo, you rockin' with DJ. True West Radio.
Whoa, 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 my bad, my
Chapter
bad.
Systems are offline.
Number one for today's hit. And all-time favorites.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Yo, you rockin' with DJ Hevlove.
King Scratch, that's me.
Oh yeah, that's
True
me.
West Radio.
Yeah. Baby, let's go.
Let's go.
Hit music belongs here. On your number one station.
True West Radio. Bitch.
Hold on. One more. Hold on. Maybe two more.
True West Radio. True West Radio. True West Radio, 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 all new hip hop team, Hevlove 3P,
JoJo and the King. I'm about to set it off with topics that hot, and we beg a lot. Any order, show us what you got. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. Confetti, realest soldier, and the true that I hold ya. Since the clock, Tuesdays to Friday. Underground music is the only thing we play. Unscripted, uncut. You can say what you want to. Nigga, just do what you do. Connoisseur Chris and Cheyenne Fox. That nigga can rock. He'll make your zipper pop. By the time due to please, brothers from the east. All city, all day, that nigga's a beat. Just hit us up and you can see what we mean. King Scratch, West Coast on the hip-hop scene. Bitch.
True West Radio. In the building, Friday night, the brand new hip-hop scene. Let's go,
all new hip-hop scene.
Yeah,
Hell love, JoJo and the King. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV.
Let's go.
Underground music is the only thing we play. All new hip-hop scene.
Yeah,
Hell love, JoJo and the King.
Let's go.
Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. Underground music is the only thing we play.
Let's go.
On the game. My welfare check ain't come in. I told you I'll pay in February. I ain't say it was going to be in first. 15th,
well, February 20th. Next month, so I'll be waiting for February, but I thought that you made a bet with your boy.
Nah, he bet.
Nah, he was quiet this time. He didn't do that talking right there.
You see, he had to call from another number because
I dropped mother phone and cracked the screen.
Damn.
And they gave me the same phone number back.
Yeah, cracked the screen, man. So it's barely working, and
it might go off sometime.
You got the rabbit foot, huh?
That's
what around with rabbit foot.
Oh, hell yeah, nigga, I got a rabbit foot like a motherfucker.
Buckethead, such a rabbit foot from the home of the voodoo. Home of the land of voodoo.
No.
If you want
you
a vagina,
wanna...
just say
you
that.
Ain't that what
you know
talking?
Hold on
about
now, Tupac. Now, hold on, Tupac.
Nigga, I got a lucky number 7 jersey. And I just rub my 7. And it always come true. See, guess what? The 49ers are in the championship.
Not the Super Bowl, nigga.
Okay?
Nigga, the only why y'all won because it was snowing, nigga. Get out of here.
Nigga, we...
They couldn't go to that.
Let me tell you. If I was playing in that goddamn game, if I was a 49er, I'm from Cali, and I'm out there in this fucking 0 degrees, nigga, that shit ain't good. But, what, nigga?
Yeah, but y'all was... Yeah,
in that goddamn...
Keep it on the ground. Y'all supposed to have a great... The
big
run defense.
Wait a minute. Check this out. We won again.
Man, y'all always looking like y'all gonna do something.
That's the butter.
Do y'all want to know something that's real funny that I just realized?
What?
So many people have moved to Houston from other places that they are completely all right with letting the team get their ass kicked and being stars because the stadium is still going to be full. Because that's how big Houston is. Because I used to work there.
Let me tell you what these whack-ass niggas doing out here. They know at SoFi Stadium, the 49ers play the Rams in L.A., right? You know these motherfuckers is trying to block the motherfucking 49er people to buy tickets? They trying to block the 49ers from buying tickets. You know why? Because they said they loud and unruly.
What?
Imagine that. Wow. West, ma'am. Them motherfuckers is not trying to sell 49er tickets. They don't
want to
sell a
49er ticket. So y'all got to play the Rams next?
Yep. And we just beat them 3 weeks ago. We beat them six times already. We beat them motherfuckers 6 times. Oh, boy.
Man, I'm going to put it on that ass this weekend.
Cavetti, if you don't set the fuck up,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because you talk with too much goddamn confidence.
I didn't even... You're the one to be bashing me every fucking week about the Cowboys.
It was snowing, so they had to keep it on the ground. Yeah, Ain't gonna be no damn snow.
Ain't gonna be no snow. Cali, then they got a dome. They shit is closed. But look, so snow made the 49ers win, huh?
Mm-hmm. They got lucky.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, she was on the ground.
You about the most.
Hey, Rodgers couldn't go that air attack.
You want to snow in California like that?
Oh my God, this dude right here, hold on, let me... No, I got one better for him, hold on. This is the best one right here. Shut the fuck up, y'all, we did this shit, you know?
Who going to the Super Bowl, Scratch?
Look at the 49ers.
And who else?
And probably Mahomes, him.
He said, I'm confident
one of them motherfuckers to lose. Them some lefty motherfuckers. I knew them motherfuckers had lost the game. They be going tired.
You know how Scratch sound? Scratch sound like we did when the Cowboys was 11-10-4, you know. We were confident. Confetti, you know what I'm saying? And now he sound that same confidence. You know, I hope it don't backfire on him.
Did you pay your bill, nigga? Cause y'all lost
all that
roll.
Hey, cut it out. I'm a nigga that pay bills. You always trying to throw that shit
you
all in here.
2 weeks in a row.
Tell me all the money.
Come on, bet, motherfucker. I wish I would have went on to bet you 50 for the Cowboy game.
You wouldn't have paid. You probably would have tried to give me some tracks instead. You know how you get that.
Oh, well, shit. I mean just because y'all talking shit, I'm going to make y'all pay extra for the track. I gave you a free track.
Why are you mad?
Why am I mad? My team is in the goddamn championship. Y'all team is on the Cowboys.
Super
Cancun.
Who going to the Super Bowl?
The 49ers.
Not the fucking 49ers.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Even if we don't go, we still playing. Y'all are at the house. Barbecuing. They can finally smoke all the bud that they want to. They out there on the boat fishing.
Okay.
Boiling and bass and all that.
Okay, I hope y'all go to
the
Super Bowl.
They up there in the cabin.
I hope y'all go to the Super Bowl so y'all don't have to do the same thing next week.
I'm going to tell you like this. I don't care how, if we win or if we lose, y'all was gone first.
You can't say if y'all lose. How you gonna say if y'all lose when you just said the 49ers going to the Super Bowl? So
that's my motherfucking confidence.
Oh, no, I don't need no confidence going up and down right here on True West, right here tonight.
This is what I'm saying,
no
strange ass niggas.
We heard what you said. We ain't got to listen
this
when we heard.
I'm saying, y'all strange ass niggas. We still went further than the Cowboys. That's all it is. Y'all got a bunch of Donald Trumps on.
You ain't got nothing to hold on to, man. This when you lose, you ain't got nothing to hold on to.
You said that when we play y'all Cowboys and y'all lost. Then you try to come to the bullshit with the Green Bay and Green Bay.
Let me see something.
What the fuck are
y'all
talking about?
Vegas ain't fucking with y'all. I'm letting y'all know. Or you know what? Then again, you know, L.A. play. Ain't the Super Bowl in L.A.?
Yes, it is.
You know, a lot of times they don't like the same team. Go to Super Bowl, they like bring another money.
Boy, Pop.
I'm just saying.
If I was suicidal, I'd just cut my wrist. Y'all motherfucker.
Well, we definitely gonna find you in
y'all
the rubber room tonight.
Y'all killing me. First of all, you pay your goddamn bill, and then we'll be good with that one. Second of all, y'all need to shut the fuck up because y'all not there.
Y'all hoping
somebody
else.
You guys are hoping somebody else
to send you 10 more rabbit foot from the land of voodoo. You gonna need it, my nigga.
You from Louisiana?
Yeah, but I ain't been living there a long time. She got them rabbit foots over there. She can sit on.
I'm glad y'all said, I'm glad y'all killing y'allself with y'all bunk ass theories and shit like that. I'm glad y'all killing y'allself. Y'all just laughing up.
There's some rabbits, some rabbit up.
It's all good. I don't give a shit. Y'all laughing. Don't do nothing about the winning, motherfuckers. Do you know this
high
is a whole different
scratching high pitch voice
around this motherfucker?
Check him out. Your voice is going octave.
Yeah. Yeah. But wait a minute. How come this nigga, when the Cincinnati Bengals win, he gonna put on the Bengal coat and then text me a picture with it on? I don't give a fuck about him.
Because I'm in the game. Because I'm in the game, no matter what.
Yeah, well, why, how come you didn't put the Cowboy coat? I mean, how come you didn't put the 49ers jacket on when they won?
Well, I did. I'm in the game all the time.
Yeah,
I'm always in the game.
You didn't see that.
I'm always in the game.
You kept on seeing all the other goddamn.
That's right. I'm in the game. I like football. I like football, man.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, why you didn't put the 49ers jacket on when the 49ers won?
What you mean? I did. I sent you that one.
You didn't give me the picture? You didn't
no, come on,
picture.
Stop lying.
Come
on,
man. He had a jacket on when he was
get
sitting on the toilet.
Fuck, Confetti, shut the fuck up. You ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm just saying. Look, wait a minute.
He
we got about 35 seconds left,
jacket.
Man. True West Radio, y'all ain't got enough time to call in, but if y'all can, 323-642-1597, you know, give us a call. We're about to go in the after hours. And I got to keep on talking to these cats about they miss.
Man, we ain't going to. I can't hang out with you tonight.
Yeah.
Misunderstanding about football. We love y'all. We're going to see y'all on Friday. Friday, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to see you on Monday when the 49ers win and we go to the Super Bowl.
What about Wednesday? What the day is? Hey, what about Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Wednesday. God damn it.
God damn. He's so, we got him delusional. We got him
he loses his mind.
He's delusional right
and
now.
And he in his high pitched voice, and he delusional.
Now I can go back. Now I can go to Joe Cool like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. No matter how you
ain't nobody hanging out with
listen,
you tonight.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. No matter what kind of. How you want to put it, Dallas lost to...
Oh, man, we ain't talking 49ers. About Dallas. We talking about 49ers now.
No, listen. No, yeah, because y'all
ain't nobody
can't
said
talk
about Dallas.
Now.
We talking about the 49ers,
out.
Man.
You want me out.
Oh, my
y'all
God. Here we go.
Y'all want the 49ers out. Y'all are gone.
Okay, listen.
Y'all already gone, bro.
Come on,
how realistic can you be?
We wouldn't go. You go to the extreme. You go to the extreme. You to the extreme though.
My team.
We went to the extreme like you though.
Listen to what I'm saying.
We heard what you said. We ain't got to listen. You say the same thing.
Of course, y'all gonna have to listen. Your team played my team. My team won.
Oh, my
that
God.
That should be it, right?
You still on that?
That should be it, right?
Hey, in 2023, you know we're going to remember the Super Bowl champion.
Fuck what?
It ain't going to be the 49ers.
This nigga talking about next year, and then I ain't even here yet. Nigga, this year's just story. Mm-hmm.
You said the 49ers was going to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's going to be next year or the year after that or the year. They ain't going this year. You really think they're going? You think they're going to be in L.A., huh?
Hell yeah.
He's going to be theatrical on Wednesday. Watch. He's going to be
Hell
real
yeah.
theatrical.
Well, I mean, whatever. They got this new beer coming out.
Hey, they got this new beer coming out. Hey, listen, they got this new beer. We're not even talking about that, though. We're not talking about it. Who is?
Y'all been watching TV for the last week. We ain't watching TV. I don't have to watch TV.
I listen to the radio.
Hey, did you take your blood pressure medicine?
I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't want that.
Somebody's about to have a stroke on the show.
It's not an argument. The thing about it is, this is just real spit.
You don't want to take the murder. You better take that blood pressure.
So the thing that a whole lot of these loose mouth cowboy people try to do.
We ain't even saying nothing about the Cowboys.
Try to root for the other team to take us out that took y'all out.
I ain't rooting for the other team. I'm just saying.
500 Trumps you got on next game. 500 Trumps you got on next game.
Nigga, that's y'all with them goddamn Trumps.
I'm going to bet you $1 for them 500 Trumps.
Yeah.
I gotta go take the trash can out.
If you don't get the actual fuck up, Ali.
Nigga, take the trash can, everything on this bitch.
I'm telling you, look, I'm gonna tell you. If you go smoke some sherm, at least smoke some good sherm.
Nigga, fly the jump out.
Yeah, if you gonna smoke some sherm, smoke some of that good, nigga.
Man, that bullshit hey, nigga brought me one of about 35%. Nothing.
That yeah, other boy nigga, was motherfuckers, this nigga. If you gonna and smoke some sherm, nigga, I'll tell you some good sherm. Smoke it.
I got some sherm to make you get butt naked, howl at the moon, and do flips.
Yeah. Shout out to the gorillas on the Goon Pick.
Yeah, I got some shit. What
Trumps you got?
It's called freeze, nigga. You smoke that freeze, nigga. You just freeze the fuck up. You just be stuck right where you at.
Hey, you got some Trumps in your socks.
I'm betting $2
for them Trumps and you got new socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga, I already got it. Confetti is on that shit. Lord, please, let's put some money together to get that nigga in rehab, please.
Oh, shit, y'all gonna sign me up?
Please donate $50 to the Get Confetti Right Fund around this motherfucker.
Confetti, let's
that nigga screws loose like a motherfucker.
I'm over here eating like an alien fucking with confetti.
Man.
You over there smoking that shit with me? You smoking that scratch sale smoking? Well, you
better
quick. You probably up there.
Nigga, I got a pound of weed, so I ain't even tripping, nigga. I'm smoking weed, drinking some beer.
I'm going to call you in the morning.
How about it, sir? Let me get
you me in my
fire.
Phone, bro. I don't think the bitch ringing.
What'd you say, Sweet Pea?
Well, then let me get a 3.5.
Oh, yes.
We can find out
how to get them bitches out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
We have to send the pigeons out there.
Hey, y'all something else, man.
Man, happy birthday.
I think I'm
going to
be after I was on my birthday with y'all. I thought I was drunk by the time, like.
Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate it, man. I'm just enjoying the luxurious
guess how old that nigga is. 49.
I just got along by my mama. My mama told me I ain't 49. She said I'm 50. You know what I'm saying?
Why niggas start going backwards? Nigga get 50, you start going backwards. Nigga be like, I'm 50, but I'm 49.
Well,
next birthday, he gonna be 48.
The only thing I can say is math. Gonna work. Math gonna work.
You gotta think about you made the 50. Some people don't make it.
Math work right.
Hell no, they don't.
I
on the right
though.
Side of the door, nigga.
My
mama told me I wasn't gonna make 18. I was like, nigga, when I hit 18, nigga, I thought that was a big milestone. Then when I hit 21, that was even better. When I hit 25, I'm like, oh shit, I got time.
You ain't lying.
Celebrating. Going all day and night.
Hey, when I hit 25, I say, oh, I got time like a motherfucker.
According to my mother's biological clock, I'm 50 years old.
Go find your goddamn birth certificate or something, nigga. You ain't got no ID. You can fail out, man. We'll count. If you don't know how to count, we'll tell you how old you really is.
That bitch got me born in 172. They forgot to put the 9 on the motherfucker. I can't even get no ID. No, I don't even exist. How the people gonna tell me that kind of bullshit, man? You know,
if you was born in 72 and it's 22, you are 50.
No. Do you know how it feels to go to the DMV with your birth certificate and social security card and try to get your driver's license? And the woman look and say, sir, excuse me, on this line right here. There's clearly this reference right here. We cannot give you your license. I say, why? She says, because, sir, it says you were born in 172. I looked at her and said, huh? I said, bitch, I was born in 1972. It's on the papers right here. It says 172.
You are 50 years old today. This is 2022.
In any case, give me my hardship license.
Oh my god.
You were born in 172.
That nigga, the more
you old than a motherfucker.
What, 72 and 50 is what?
Nigga, it's nigga, what's this year? It's a 2, right?
Yeah.
Your ass is 50.
Yeah.
Well, he said, "My said we say 172, not 1972."
Nigga, you supposed to be motherfucker turned up, nigga, on my 50th birthday. Nigga, I was so drunk, I couldn't even remember what happened when I woke up.
I was having respect for the show. That is the only reason I'm not fucked up right now. Because I swear to God, I'm going to pop the bottle on this other bottle that I got sitting in front of me. I know it's not brown.
This nigga, wait a minute, how the fuck you forget how old you are? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't forget.
I didn't
pop the script.
Yeah.
Hey, that, you. Hey, bro, nigga had us celebrating 49 twice. I know I wasn't crazy than the motherfucker.
How the fuck you gonna forget that you 50? Nigga, that's the day when you turn up, nigga. I'm 50.
I've been eating the bro with the brain for a year.
Oh, my God. This nigga done forgot he's 50. I can't, man, I was waiting for 50, nigga. I was up at 12 o'clock, like, 9, 8.
I worked this shit well today, I did. I ain't confused.
He said he's 49 three quarters.
Y'all should have seen how I looked at the phone, though, when he said he was born in 1972 a while later. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's
he
50.
Said he was 49.
Can't
lay
that before. And out of here.
Nigga, I was running around the yard, nigga. I was happy as a motherfucker. I was like, God damn.
I wasn't going to blast you on the live show like everybody else be doing, but I was wondering.
I'm blasting. Fuck that.
That's why I waited till the after hours. I knew we were going to get live.
I say, well, goddamn. I wasn't supposed to make 18, 21. When I got to 25, and then I got 25 more after the 25. Oh my God,
right.
Nigga, I'm 50.
Nigga,
oh, nigga,
was
50 game, nigga. I was like, I was running around like a crazy motherfucker.
Boy.
Like, nigga, I'm 50.
Man.
Oh my God. Now I'm 4 more years. Now this year I'll be 55.
I guess
oh
I thought
God.
The season part I was
man,
about.
Hey, I'm looking at, man. 50 look beautiful because, man, I got, seems like a lot
yeah,
of my love. Classmates and childhood friends, they checking out at 48 and 49.
Early,
I'm like,
right.
Damn.
It just feels so good to tell somebody I'm 49.
Had a little homie shot himself in the head.
It feels
like,
so good.
Damn, man.
Oh, Lord.
You're getting rough in the game.
Right, Lord, if I, boy, Lord, if I live to be 55, I ought to be rich by the summer. Everybody coming out here, nigga. I'm by all y'all motherfucker niggas. My 55th birthday, nigga, is gonna be turnt. I'm buying everybody tickets.
Bro. Just buy me some eyes. I'm gonna stick them in my pocket so I can see.
Yeah, we just gonna give you some of them big ass glasses so you can probably see it with them. We're gonna give you some of them big ass what's that motherfucker that Red Fox had them glasses on in them Harlem night? We gonna get you some of them. I can see
what
a little bit.
Do? Shit you do.
You know what I'm saying? See, you fuck around and go to jail for sexual harassment. You be filling on bitches and shit.
Yes, boy.
Trying to find them. Wait, oops, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was your ass.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to say 3 times bigger, huh? 10 times bigger.
Nah, we'll get you right. We'll make sure you can see where you're going, nigga. If not, I'm gonna buy you an extra long stick, one of them white sticks with the red tip on it, nigga.
Yeah, I got one. I left it in Oklahoma. I'm waiting for let's see my blind stick back.
That motherfucker gonna be 20 feet long, so you know, don't be touching nobody 20 feet in front of you. I'm just saying. Nah,
I really got a blind stick. I miss my blind stick.
I'm going to tell you one thing, my nigga. You sure do take that shit good, because I swear on everything I love, if I went blind, I'd jump off the roof, the building, the bridge. This is everything that I do, I got to see. Now, if I lost damn sound or something like that, I could probably deal with it. But my
only one on the radio show who had a blind challenge.
Because that means if I'm blind, that means that my work is done. I can't work. I cannot work.
Hey, man.
If I can't see, I cannot work. I do videos. I got to run all these computers. I build my computers. I make them to Wednesday, the most motherfucking fastest and best that they could be. And if I can't see to make the motherfuckers be the best they could be, nigga, I'm out the game. So
hey,
if I'm just sitting in the motherfucking house listening to that TV or listening to music, that's just, I can't do it. I commend you for that.
Yeah, hey, check it out. You think, no matter how you look at it, bro, I was flying here, there, everywhere, doing True West, We Grind Hard Magazine, doing my news. everything came to a screeching halt. You don't think that was hard for me to deal with?
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'm
what
like,
I'm saying.
Everything,
you
know, it's like
a champion, my nigga.
Man,
you take
this
shit like a champion.
All I can do is stay at the bright side of life. You know, I had a cousin, like I say, I had a cousin that was blind. But don't think, you know, because the way I deal with it, it ain't like I wasn't at home going through like this anxiety attack after anxiety attack. And we talking about literally, I had to talk myself down, tell myself to let go. I'd lay in the bed, I'd wake up, say I'd lay in the bed, and I say to myself, bro, like, what you doing, my nigga? Like, bro, let's go get it. Like, what you laying in? And then I open my eyes, and then reality hit me. And I go into a panic attack. And I got to tell myself, let go, bro, let go. Let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything you want, just let it go.
That's the thing. I commend you on. I always be shooting jokes with you and shit like that. But I love you, my nigga, and I don't want you to feel like I'm saying something, you know.
Nah, we too.
Fucked up to you or something like that, my nigga. But you take the shit so good. I don't know what I could do if I can't see. If I can't see, I know my old shit be a whole lot different than yours. You know what I'm saying?
You got a wife over there.
My life is looking at shit. You know what I mean? My
family, bro. I live alone.
My life is building computers. My life is doing videos. My life is, you know, music and all of that shit. If I can't see, I can't do that.
Bruh,
I can't do it.
And, hey, bruh, you gotta realize, bruh, I can't promote. I can't throw shows. I can't do the marketing that I normally do. It's a lot of things that I can't do. And it tear me apart. But you know what? I just try to do whatever little that I can do. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
if
I
you got people to
thing.
Help you to do that, now, if you were sitting up here making music, nigga, if you were making music, that's a whole different motherfucking ballgame.
Man, I got my little drummer singing over here. I'm trying to learn how to play.
If you was over here editing videos and shit like that, that's something different.
Now,
if
editing videos,
my sight, I cannot do none of that.
My cousin made music. He was blind.
Oh, you could. I'm sure Stevie Wonder, motherfucking Ray Charles, them motherfuckers made music while they was blonde, but it's something different.
Right. But
you
editing,
have to
nah, you can't,
you
do,
have
you can't
look
do
the screen
editing,
in order to record. You got to look at the,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't do it. It'll be a whole, if I went blind, it'll be something totally different than your blonde. And it's a whole lot of things,
bro,
that I know.
I don't understand. Because I'm not driving, bro. I'm not traveling. I'm not meeting people. I'm not promoting.
I'm just saying, with me.
But my whole world shut down. My whole world.
I know.
Shut
I know.
Down. I'm
I
an
know.
Artist.
That's why, that's
so
why I
go
said,
to the
I commend
and
you.
Do stuff like that.
I commend you for being the person that you are. I'm just saying that. If I went blind, I don't think I couldn't do it. Man. Don't let me know where my gun is, because I'm out of here. Because I swear, this is my life. It's always been my life. The only thing I know I could do being blind is DJ. You put the goddamn
if
right record on.
If it's your life, you find another way to do it, just like he do.
Right.
Hey,
but
the only
see,
thing you got to realize, the only thing I had is me driving trucks and doing music. And one thing I love, you know, other than driving, you know what I'm saying, was my music. So I just switched. All the other stuff, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't, you know, all the extra business stuff. But, you know, you can get back to doing it. You just got to get other people to do it. But, I mean, you know.
But see, I'm just saying, if I can't see, I can't edit video. This is my job. I can't edit video. I could probably make beats, but I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I don't know what. It's just, it'll be a different challenge for me because everything that I do involves my sight.
Man,
you know what
you know,
I mean?
You got to realize your lifestyle change, the money you make change, the opportunity. You know, you got to come at a different angle, different opportunity. But my class, they downgraded. You know what I'm saying? That shit out the door. You know, nigga. Nigga, I could easily make 150. You know, bought a truck. Right now, see, I can go make, see, 200,000-300,000. Nigga, that's out the window, nigga. I've been having that since I was 22. And you got to realize me promoting.
I commend you for being so strong with you. And you know, I appreciate it, but it's a challenge, I go through.
I'm just letting you know, I go through a lot of challenges like anybody else. I'm not eluded from, you know what I'm saying? I just hold on to God, man, and I pray and I thank God for the blessings that I got daily, you know what I'm saying? I was always one of the people that no matter what, that I had to learn that I'm not going to be the one to say what God done for me lately. You know, I'm grateful for the blessings I got today. You know, my 12-year-old told me, he told me she gave a dose of my own real medicine. She said, Daddy, you might not like what I got to say. She said, but Daddy, you was able to see 43 years of life. Some people was never got a chance to see.
That's
your
true.
Best life. My daughter, my 12-year-old served me that real shit back. Served that real shit right back to me. Like, here, nigga, you always want to give it to me. Take a taste of your own medicine.
You're gonna be good, my nigga. I want you, even if you can't see, you know you always walking at my house. You done been up in this motherfucker too many times. You know what I mean? So you always welcome in this motherfucker, and I just want you to be getting back to your old self. You know what I mean? Your new self is good as a motherfucker, but I want you to get back to your old self and be able to do the things that you love and continue to do the things that you love, you know, even with the situation. So it's all good, my nigga. I guarantee you, by this summer, we'll probably be the richest motherfuckers in America.
I don't know. That's a tough one right there.
Ooh. I could say it.
Niggas had the richest now, niggas.
I could say it.
Yeah,
you know why? Because there's so many things that's happening on my end that I just don't want to put out there to y'all right now because we gotta, you know what I'm saying, figure out a couple of things and make a couple of things happen. But y'all my family, so I'm not going to leave y'all out. Yeah, I ain't going to leave y'all out.
You give me a peanut butter jelly with some turkey bacon. I'll be good.
Okay. That's what you want.
Hey, man.
Not going to leave y'all out. Because we got too much shit going on right now to where it's going to be big. I just can't tell y'all. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. I think it'd be jinxing myself if I let y'all know what the hell is going on.
That's understandable.
Like, You know what I mean? I feel like that, you know, it'll be a letdown if it don't happen.
Oh, man. Just keep swinging just, for the fence.
Well, I'm always swinging for the fence. Oh, that ball going off, you throwing curveballs. I'm going to hit one of them motherfuckers.
Now, look at Confetti. Now, Confetti, for a blind man, he's in more magazines, more newspapers, more interviews on talk shows nationwide. So he's doing pretty good. He ain't... Confetti don't live by himself because he'll call me. We'll talk on the phone at 4 in the morning sometime. That's just like I'm in the goddamn apartment with his ass. Are you up here in Arkansas with me?
Well, you know, life is different. Like, if you blind and you was able to see once before, so you could kind of, things is way different.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying he's doing a lot to be a to that has
yeah,
five. He's
the
pushing the limit.
That's the truth.
And that's what I'm talking about. He got a positive
what about
attitude.
Me? Hell,
so
I drove your ass to Memphis blind.
What? You drove him to Memphis blind?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he drove to Memphis blind. Mr. Edward, like Confetti said, Mr. Edward blind too with one eye.
Man,
But y'all made it, right?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Party like a motherfucker.
You want to know something too? Why you upset about that? Plenty of doctors told me they surprised that I could see from my right eye. Because it's a lazy eye, but I could see a whole bunch. It be tripping the fuck out.
Man.
You put more strain on one eye, but hell, you can't give up, man, no matter what.
Oh, hell no, man. The whole thing about, you know, when you're born, you've got something that you have to do. You know, unfortunately, some kids born and they die. But when you start getting hitting 18 and 20 and you start going up, it's something that you here for. Everybody's here for something, even if you're blind, if you're deaf, if you ain't got no goddamn legs, you here for something. All of us is here for something. And then, look, we always be on this motherfucker talking to each other every goddamn week. Maybe
but
not
you know
talking
what?
About
they use that term. They use blind. They use it real loosely. Because they, like, what they said about me. And I'm not blind. Like, not at all. I can see. From that but I can't see small shit, but big shit, I can see. And, like, every time I go to a doctor, I see the faces they be making while I'm reading the stuff.
We all on this goddamn radio network for a reason. Now, the only thing we got to do is find out why we here. We know why we here, kind of. But we are here for a reason. We are not just here just because we are friends and shit. We here for a reason. Everybody, all of us, bro. Sister.
Oh, you know what? Before this car come get me, I had an idea. I meant to say that. I think like on a Friday or something, whatever day your analytics say the most people be listening, you need to upload all your songs, like all the ones that hit that you got awards from, and talk about them. Because, you know, that shit tripped me out. I know it tripped a lot of people out, too.
But, yeah, that was. I didn't know you didn't know that we did Candyman shit.
I didn't know he was Candyman. I know you did Candyman, but I was so young. I didn't really know who he was.
You didn't know Platinum and Gold Plex? You didn't know that?
Huh?
Oh. You didn't know Scratch had 9 Platinum and Gold Plex?
I mean, he be saying it, yeah. I know because he say it.
Yeah, I'm talking
about,
of course,
I
believe him,
but,
you know, I was born in 1985.
Oh,
so you know you was King Scratch
or King
Scratch,
when I was in NWA, you was 2.
Oh, so you know you're a real platinum producer, big dog, platinum. That's why I'm talking about that Tupac on the radio. She'd be blessed you over here getting all these platinum, Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
See over there, there's an honor and a pleasure to be here to work. Hey, Tupac, how many platinum producers you work with?
I'm gonna tell you, the thing about it is, it's like yesterday was yesterday. I'm trying to see what we can do tomorrow, today and tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Hey, but hold on, Scratch, you be trying to be all modest. You know, that's like, hold on, Scratch. You know what I'm talking about? You talking about, that's like anybody who won the Super Bowl or won the 100-yard dash, Carl Lewis, Michael Bolton, or anybody insane.
Bolton, nigga.
Yeah. But you try to act like you are not a multi-platinum producer. Like you can't take back what a man accomplished. You accomplished that, bro. That's a great
accomplishment. It serves me no purpose right now.
Yes, it does.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, man. Money come and go. Them accounts you got, ain't nobody, and nobody on the radio accomplish that. Can't nobody say that, man.
But see, the thing about it is, at this particular point, all of us on this show right now, none of us right now have nothing out this gold, nothing that's out this platinum. So guess what?
Hey.
No matter what the fuck I did in my past, we are right now, we are at the beginning. We're at the beginning of the whole fucking thing right now. Right now,
I always say, though.
Hey,
they don't put the respect on what they're supposed to, and y'all not acting like y'all supposed to be, because most of the people that's in the game, they're younger than me. And if I don't know, you know they don't know.
Me being who I am and me being my age, I don't give a fuck about what them youngsters think. My whole thing is
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the industry, period.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do, because you got a whole lot of people who don't know nothing about hip-hop, period. They don't know nothing about hip-hop. The motherfuckers, they just know how to rap. Somebody say they sound good, and then they fuck around and get a couple of dollars and drop a song or two or three or something, or they just at their house and they fuck around and they record their shit, and then, you know, some people that love their shit. But...
Well, see, everybody that have friends like mine, though, that was around when that stuff came up. And that's also a lot of the parents are young, and the kids are young too. I got grown kids right now that's 18 and 21.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, if you know hip hop culture, if you know all of that stuff, that shit brings out a whole lot more in you when you know the culture. When you know how this shit really works, you know, and all of that stuff, That shit sends you a whole, that sends you over the edge. It sends you, it shoots you right where you need to be. But for people who really don't know the culture and don't know what the hell this shit is all about, they just know they can put some words together to make people dance or make people listen to the shit. It's more to...
Well, see, that's the thing. It's going down back to AIDS. Because like he said, speaking of grandkids, one of my godkids got two kids. So, it isn't already.
People don't
now,
know.
Buddha Ali might get another deal with Universal. He over here. Buddha
the
might win.
The thing about it is people don't... It's more to rapping, it's more to singing, it's more to everything than what people think. Everybody think that, you know, I got a cool voice, I got some cool lyrics, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Then the first thing you do, you say, well, what do you think about Run DMC? And then motherfuckers go, who?
Exactly.
What do you think about Anita Baker? Who? These motherfuckers don't know. Nobody knows. The thing about being a successful artist is knowing whatever you're trying to do, you got to know who the people was before you.
Hey, man, you can't take back them stadiums you played in, all the stadiums that was sold out when you try to act like, man, we are on the same level. All them tour buses, all them tours and everything.
Right.
Come on now,
Confetti, I don't care about that no more. That shit that I did in the past. The thing I'm trying to do.
But it's more. Hey, but take a scratch.
Right now,
it's more to come in
the
future,
though. This is the future. I mean, those are things that I could always go back and talk about. Those are things that I could.
How many stadiums that sold out? How many big stadium football stadiums that sold out?
Every goddamn stadium we was in sold out.
But see, y'all talking around the point anyway.
How many people? How big them stadiums was, Scratch?
20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, like a goddamn a football game, man. Depending on where we was at, but the whole twist is, it's something that I know that was in my past, but it's what I would want to do today. I'd rather do that shit today. All that shit back then, that happened already.
Man, it's coming back again. Round, whatever round is going to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing about it is that's the thing that I want to do is have all of us in one of those situations. Not looking back at my situation. I know we will be. I got this.
And
so
you
that's
know
what we going to do. Nah, I got this. I got this. You know, it's just, I don't know, like, if any of y'all, if y'all was in my shoes and seen everything that I've seen, all of that stuff is good. I can't knock, and I can't, downplay none of that stuff that I did. But
I gotta make you.
That's then. What about right now? What about right now, today? What about tomorrow? What about next week? That's what I'm trying to focus on right now. The only thing I can use my past for is what I did in the past to make people listen to what I got to say. That's the only thing it is, bro. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I got. I got that platform from my past to let people hear what we get ready to do today and tomorrow.
Right.
That's
you just let it know that it's been done, and you can do it again. If you've done it once, you can do it again.
I already know. I walked in on everybody else's shirt tail. I walked in with Candy, N.W.A., Tupac, Tolo. I walked in on everybody else's shirt tail. Now, this time, when I walk in the door, it's getting ready to be a True West motherfucking King Scratch door that I walk through. To where I can be like, come on, Confetti. Come on, Julia. Come on, Sweet Pea. Come on, Mr. Edward. We all walking in the goddamn door together on our own accord. That's the difference between then and now. I walked in on everybody else's shirt here. I want to walk in on my own fucking shit.
Man.
Our own fucking shit. Let me change that. Our own fucking shit.
Okay.
Those are the things that's different between what I've done and what I'm trying to do. Is make it to where, as you know, we walk in on our own shit. So when we start dropping shit, we dropping our own shit. We ain't got to... motherfuckers determine on what the fuck we dropping. We dropping all our own shit.
Man, I'm about to cook me some wild rice and salmon, man.
That nigga say wild rice and salmon.
I'm about to cook me tonight.
Oh,
how long you cook salmon in the oven? Sweet Pea,
huh?
How long you cook salmon in the oven?
350, preheat the oven, put some motherfucking,
Can you get your George Foreman grill, man?
I think I get a George Foreman grill.
Yeah, get one of them
George
Foreman.
Burnt
up, man.
Lemon pepper salmon, man, or blackened salmon.
Man, I'll be fucking
salmon.
Yeah,
how long you leave it on there?
A couple of days. It depends on which kind of grill. You know, some of them got the little generic grill, so it all depends. You know, you don't know. It's going to be, you don't want the fish to cook that thing where it got damn so tough, because salmon is real soft. It'll fall apart in your mouth. I mean, as soon as you touch it with the fork. But you put that lemon pepper on it or blackening seasoning on it. Let it cook.
I never cook my salmon in the house. Nigga, I cook the motherfucker on the grill every time.
Well, see, if you got a grill outdoors, you put on that cedar block. You put the cedar block on there.
I got that.
And put those smoke chips off in there.
When I eat salmon, I only barbecue it.
Yeah, you put smoke chips off in there and let it smoke and put it on that cedar block. Sit on that cedar block so it'll be nice and tender on that cedar block. Don't never touch the grill. It'll be on that cedar block that they sell at Walmart. Lay it flat on that summer gun. Put the seasoning on there. Put your smoke chips off in there and let that smoke go up there and smoke it. It'll give you a real good flavor.
I get some tinfoil and put that motherfucker, I put the motherfucker butter on the tinfoil. I season the motherfucker first because the black side, I ain't eating the black side. You know what I'm saying? So you season that motherfucker up and you butter that motherfucking tinfoil. And that's the way I would do it. I did it in the house like that. Then I fuck around and put that goddamn lemon, that lemon pepper on there. And then I get some lemon juice and put it over that motherfucker.
And then it's in the oven.
It's either in the oven or on a barbecue grill, nigga.
You going to mess it up with some Himalayan salt, man.
Don't put it heavy.
I gotta go in here where Chris
is. I'll talk to y'all in a couple of days.
Oh, okay, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
We love you. Y'all motherfuckers, yeah, get your sleep on. And we'll talk to you in a couple of days. If not Wednesday, we call you Friday. Cause I know, I said Friday, but I know I'll be right here on Wednesday. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Tracy.
Good night.
Damn, I can't even see. Oh, damn. Julia, you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my girl right there, boy. I'm about to hit the claps, but this shit turned off. Nah, but y'all,
I be pushing mute a lot because I be sitting in there with my granddad and. You know,
how's your granddad doing?
He's still making it. He's still making it. Yep, he's 90 now, so, you know.
Is he a blessing being over there with you?
Huh?
Is he adjusting being over there with you?
Oh, yeah, he love it. He get more rest. You know, it's quiet in the country. You know, I had him with his brother, but, you know, his brother is in his 80s, so it really ain't nothing. An 80-something-year-old can do something for a 90-something-year-old, so.
So, wait a minute. Check this out. How far in the country do you live?
Oh, I stay in the country. I'm on a dead end. I don't have no neighbors.
Oh, hell no.
That's the best feeling, man.
Oh,
ain't nobody
hell.
Had to borrow no loaf of bread or no eggs or nothing. That's how I was in Arkansas. I was in the country.
Oh,
but
hell no.
Not 6 miles to the
corner store, huh?
But no, I was
it's
2 miles.
No, it's like it's 7 minutes.
Oh,
You know, we used to go to the country with my stepdad over there. It used to be like 6 miles to town. Remember, we said, my grandmother used to be like, y'all like the smell of gas. Like, motherfucker, we out in these woods.
Yeah.
Before they get all the casinos and shit around in Louisiana and Kinder, over there by Cashada.
Wait a minute.
We like, God, that's just when it was woods over there.
Hey, so, Julia, check this out. Y'all got wild animals right around by your house?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's it. I'm over it.
Wild animals and wild people.
I can't do that shit. I don't want no
man,
I remember we
used to walk down a dirt road. We used to have alligators in this.
Oh, no.
It was like a dirt.
Oh, hell no. See, that's the grocery store right down the street. I'm from the bricks.
When the grocery store run out of food and you live in the country, you can just throw a rock out the back door and hit a turtle and kill them.
Yep.
Make turtle soup. No, I'm just joking.
See, you know, our grocery store down here is Arab on our grocery store, so our grocery store don't even close, not even on the holidays. We got 2 grocery stores down here.
Oh, what y'all got, Piggly Wiggly?
No, they ain't got no Piggly Wiggly.
I ain't going to be able to do it, bro. I can't do it.
I remember, I think about it. We used to be in rain. We used to be walking. An alligator used to be on the side of the road. You know how they say alligators are about 35. Yeah, them alligators, they never bugged us. We be walking by. Them alligators could either ran up there and chased us. We walking across the track or something. Them alligators be chilling. We be chilling.
Yeah, I was already to leave Louisiana. Like, I only come down. I came to Louisiana to take care of my great aunt. She was blind since she was like
23, I think. Her husband passed away, and she just went blind, and she was 91 when she passed. So I moved down here about 8 years ago to take care of her. And, you know, I was planning on going after them 8 years, and my granddaddy got, you know, sick, and I've been taking care of him for 5 years. So he's the only reason why I'm down here. So if anything happened to him, I'm gone.
You left Louisiana and came back.
Yeah, I came back to take care of my great aunt. My great aunt, she don't have any kids, so you know, my family is not one to, you know, help take care. They rather put my people in a nursing home, and you know, I'm not like that. So yeah, that's another reason why I take care of my granddad, because he's always said he didn't want to go in a nursing home. You know, so he got Alzheimer's and dementia real bad. So, I mean, it's getting easier. It's getting a lot easier.
Well, if something happened to him, where you going to go?
Huh?
I said, if something happened to him, what you going to go? Where you going to go?
I don't know. Yeah, a state that, you know, that's sunny. You know, that's more sun, that don't rain a lot. I haven't made my mind up yet.
Said,
like, I don't have no safe place to go out.
Down in Florida, but, yeah, you got tornadoes you got to worry about and hurricanes now, baby.
Let me quote my song.
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods.
Right.
I'd rather live in the land with scripts and blood.
Louisiana been getting more hurricanes than anybody. Louisiana been getting tore up all the last, 3 years in a row.
Yeah, we at the top, though. You know, we at the top, so we at the top.
Well,
yeah,
see, she ain't at the bottom of the boot, like, she ain't at the bottom of the pool, nigga, like we was, and we couldn't afford to leave.
Yeah, we couldn't afford to leave. Yeah, be a cheetah back in the day.
I cannot remember
that song. Scratch, you remember that song I did, Hide and Tag for Gasoline?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's going to be one of them moments.
I cannot. No. I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the crimson blood. We got hot.
It get real, nigga, when you can't afford to leave. And them hurricanes coming, nigga. We used to go to the high school. I think we stayed in here one time. I was in Galveston one time. We at my uncle's house. We took everything from downstairs and the projects upstairs. And I know one time we was in Houston. I remember, I've been in a few of them. I've been down, but I'll be up here like a hurricane. When I say hurricane, I'll be up here dancing like, nigga.
Y'all used to, I mean, I can't say that y'all used to that shit, but, nigga.
You're not, nigga. I'm in Dallas,
y'all in the sticks. I'm from the bricks.
Huh?
Y'all in the sticks, I'm
like,
in the bricks. I can't do it. I ain't leaving this motherfucker. The motherfucker told me, he said, well, you know, if I gave you X amount of dollars, you know, would you move out here to Dallas? Nope. I can't do it. I'm telling you, I'm traumatized. Dallas traumatized the fuck out of me, bro. The motherfucker was lightning striking. I was on a damn, in a tornado, and I was on a freeway by myself from Cali. I done dodged all these goddamn bullets all my life, and here come a hurricane about to kill me in Dallas.
I ain't worried about no hurricane out here, nigga. Tornado maybe, but hurricane? No, tornado. That's what I meant.
The motherfucker was outside the window, and I seen all of the fucking debris. You You know when a tornado go through some shit? I told you it seemed like it was cows. It seemed like it was cows and dogs and kittens.
Goddamn, you was on darts, goddamn it. You was in Lanhard. Hey, you know what? I told you, I've been all over the country, over the road, 18 years. I ain't seen, let me cross my heart now. I can't see it now. I ain't seen one tornado. Now, don't seem to win. I done seen them wind get pretty bad, but I haven't seen one tornado, bro. I was blessed. But I also was looking at that weather book and listening to that news and make sure I was either ahead or behind that weather.
I've seen too many tornadoes. And then in Oklahoma, that shit was bad too. Oh my God, it was like two or three of them motherfuckers. We on the tour bus.
Oklahoma is over there, Oklahoma City, my sister.
Oh my God.
Man, that'd be out there. Them motherfucking sirens come on a regular. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Look, I'm going to tell you. Cause look, it was this one little chick downstairs. She worked downstairs in the hotel. We had just got through doing a couple of shows. And we was in Motel 6. And that motherfucker, like, you know, when it's outside, you open the door and you outside. There ain't one of them motherfuckers when you walk down the hall and all that shit. It was the outside shit. So, motherfucker said, well, we got to get on the bus about 4 o'clock in the morning. So I said, I ain't going to sleep. And I was sitting there, and I was already yelling at the old girl. She was shooting this motherfucker downstairs, so I was hollering at her. And that shit came through the screen, at the bottom of the screen. Boop, boop, boop. They said, tornado watch in such and such in Whoop County and Whoop to Whoop County. So I called downstairs. And I said, what county is it? And she told me where we was at. I was like, it's a fucking tornado coming? She's like, yep. What the fuck you mean, yep?
Yeah, yeah, goddamn it. Yeah. Look, keep showing your goodbye, goddamn it.
So I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? So I'm sitting there, I'm on panic mode. My niggas is next door. Tony is next door. Nigga, I was like, he was like, well, we got to go to the bus. I'm like, fuck, it's a tornado coming. What the fuck you mean go to the bus? And I opened the door. I swear, nigga, it looked like a horror movie, nigga. Like, leaves just came all up in the room, nigga. Because my door was already rattling, so I grabbed my bag, and the door was rattling. I opened the door, and nigga, like, leaves just flew up in that motherfucker. I'm going, oh, fuck. Now I'm about to die in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma be looking beautiful. You ever been out there with one of them damn... Hey, I'm telling myself when she moved out there. You know, you ever see them ice storms on a picture where everything is covered in fucking ice, the power lines, the trees, them like icicle pictures? That's Oklahoma. I ain't never been nowhere else to see that shit, but Oklahoma?
Bro, that,
man.
That was the that scariest. It wasn't scary as when I was in a tornado in Texas, because I was in a car and I looked out the window and the only thing I could do was just bow my head.
Hey, you were in a traffic jam, right?
Huh?
You said you was in a traffic jam, huh?
No, it wasn't no traffic jam. Not in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, damn, I'm going to die in Texas in a fucking tornado. Because I looked out the window and saw it, nigga. I got on the floor. I stopped the car. The car is rocking. The motherfucker, it was a car in front of me. It blew the big rig over on top of the car. I was sitting up there going, fuck. I just got on
Hey, I'm going to truck get away from me. That's crazy that you said it, because I'd have had truck get away from me and be like, damn, man, I'm about to go off this mountain. nigga, this time what it is. I'll be on a plane in a bad, real bad turbulence. I say, nigga, I'm about to die on this motherfucking plane. This plane about to go down. Ain't this a bitch? I'm, God damn.
I'd rather fall off a plane than be in a goddamn
plane. No, that plane was dropping, nigga. That, hey, nigga, I done flew a lot of flights.
Nigga,
this time, this plane, that, who was hitting that bitch was like, it go, boom, boom.
Nigga, hold the fuck on. Nigga, we was going to Australia. And our plane went for a nosedive. When I was on tour with Tom, the motherfucker plane started fucking going straight fucking down, my nigga.
Ooh.
Don't tell me about no goddamn plane shit. Nigga, that shit started going straight down, and we was in that motherfucker screaming like hoes. I'm telling you.
Montgomery, Alabama, they did that. It's a small little prop plane they had me on. That Joe caught that damn wind gust and pick you up and slam you down, man. I said, oh, hell no. Like, shit no, man. Y'all get me off
nosedive. We was going straight the fuck down, bro.
Woo. Nigga, hey, I know. Hey,
I'm like,
was...
okay, so now I'm about to die in Australia.
Nigga, I done flew about 500 flights. Boy, I know one thing, that was probably the worst flight. And I asked another dude, he said, man, I fly at least two times. He said, man, that's the worst flight I ever been on. I was like, ooh, that plane was dropping, nigga. Like, shoo, boom. You like, it started going, they go, shoo, boom. I was like, God damn, nigga, what the fuck?
Yep. We was on there screaming like a group of hoes, my nigga. Because the shit was going straight down. If you really want to know the truth. God damn it, if the plane would have hit the ground, at least we wouldn't have felt nothing.
Right, right. But that was
kind of a
bitch. Hold on now, Scratch. Hey, well, how about I was I've been flying, and so the motherfucker, the one that came out of LaGuardia, the one hit the water.
Oh,
over
yeah.
In New York, I said when the bird hit the propeller, I said, oh, hell no, nah, nigga. Nigga, I thought I was going to die. Them niggas getting hypothermia and goddamn getting frostbite. I said, oh,
give
hell no. Nah, the plane supposed to blow the fuck up, nigga.
Give me that.
Huh?
Give me hypothermia or frostbite any time. Then the motherfucking plane about to hit the goddamn
the mountain type of shit. Boom. But you know, you know what? I used to kind of be scared of flying, but I realized like any one of the big planes, they can fly with one engine. But them old fucking ass crop dusters, though, I done got on a couple of them too.
I ain't getting
nigga,
on them.
I ain't never thought I can touch. I can touch the pilot right in front of me.
Nigga. I've been on two of them motherfuckers. I ain't getting on no more of them goddamn four people, five people plane type. No.
They flew me on going to MEPS, man. Going to MEPS up there, Maxwell up there in Alabama, boarding that damn plane. It took off here on the water. I'm like, hey, y'all going the wrong way. He said, no, it's got the bank. The man said, this plane's got the bank. And then, bank my ass. We just left the bank. He got caught that turbulence. He said, oh, just don't worry about it. The cloud caught turbulence. He said, hell no. And I said, shit, man, it took me just an hour and 15 minutes. But that's the longest hour and 15 minutes I ever heard my piss.
Nigga, I swear,
nigga,
we was on that crowd. It was like we was walking on the clouds, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Right on top of the clouds, nigga.
It's the Cessnas, nigga. I'm not getting on no more Cessnas. I've been on two of them.
What you call them?
Cessnas.
Yeah.
Those are the motherfuckers. The little airplane.
Uh-huh.
They only got about five or six people on it.
Right.
What? On your son did a music video at the airport. That's like them planes.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm good. I'm good.
That's all the pilot planes. That's where they train the little pilots.
right. They get them training. That's what I was
It ain't like a big plane. Yeah, when the moment get on the speaker and start talking to you, like the stewardess getting ready to come and give you some food, nigga. No, be the pilot and it'll be y'all motherfuckers.
Nigga, if you go on Facebook, I know I got that goddamn video. I can reach and literally touch the motherfucker. Like, that was coming out of Sykeston. We had to fly from Sykeston, Missouri to it's not actually out of Sykeston. It's right outside Sykeston, but it's like little.
I'm gonna go on my old computer and find what happened when I was on that motherfucker. I was like, oh my god! I was telling my nigga, I was like, we gonna die. On this motherfucker. We gonna die.
And I flew out of one out of Utah too, because I know I was going up there driving that truck and then that bitch ain't have no, you know how the road and the cliff. Like, I know I drove up there and it didn't have no bus coming out. I had to fly by that bitch.
Nigga,
got that little spot out there in Utah, nigga. Another
it's
crop.
One thing. That's one thing about me and airplanes.
It's all like.
I am damn near drunk. I'm talking about like way drunk. Because I can sleep through the whole fucking flight.
That's what I'm trying to do, man.
If this motherfucker fall, nigga, I'm going
to
be sleep, drunk, and dead like a motherfucker at the same time. Because I am not. I've never been on an airplane, motherfucker, sober.
I build that joke.
I've never been on the motherfucking nigga shit. We get to the airplane, we used to have to be on tour and shit. Psh, nigga, we all get drunk. We go to the goddamn bar before we get on our flight and be fucked up. We get on the plane and get some more drink. I'll be on there snoring down the whole fucking flight. I'll be on that motherfucker snoring like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. And they be like, oh, we here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Hey.
Not one airplane I've been on and I've been sober.
Yeah, I can't say that. I know when I hit the flight, that shit scared me. I'd be like, nigga, I got to get something to drink. Like you say, I want to sleep. When I get on that bitch and we touch down, I want to be waking up like, fuck it.
Yep, that's it.
Nigga, yeah, I'd have had.
Except for that goddamn, that first Cessna ride that I had, we was fucked up, but this shit, like, scare you straight type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You be buzzing when somebody, it's almost like if you driving down the street and you kind of got a cool buzz, and the police come behind you, your motherfucking ass be sober as fuck. That's the way that shit was.
This nigga gonna tell me a joke. We was on the plane, he talking about some type of joke. He talking about the pilot walked right past me with that parachute jumped out. I forgot his stupid ass like, nigga.
I ain't fucking around on no plane. Sober. My wife ain't never been on a plane. I say, you better get fucked up if we got to get on one of them motherfuckers.
You got to get on one of them crop dusts. It's old, nigga. That shit. Like I turned that motherfucker out of sight. Like, we walking on
nigga,
the crop
dust.
Like, we
those
just bouncing right off that bitch.
The crop dust is those Cessnas, nigga.
You
those little Cessna planes.
They're called Cessna. C-E-S-S-N-A.
Yeah, that's them motherfuckers. The crop dumpsters,
okay.
Them motherfuckers.
It's enough room for you, a suitcase, and a parachute. That's all the room is on there.
That's it.
You come back and you bring
your
own.
The only thing I keep thinking about, whole thing, when I'm on a plane, I be thinking about a little plane with overpacked. When I'm on a little plane, I say, man, I hope this bitch ain't overpacked, nigga. We get off the ground.
I ain't fucking
like
with y'all.
We gonna have a problem, man. This plane gonna be too heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hopefully sometime this year I'll have a jet. So we'll be like, I'll be like, oh, pick these niggas up and bring them over here, please. Here go your gas money. I'm going to get y'all picked up. So we going to do some big old gigantic things around this joint.
Oh, that'd be nice over here. The damn True West cabin retreat. That'd be one hell of a deal, boy.
Oh,
everybody
get in
and rent a big ass cabin resort.
I'm gonna rent a plane and get it wrapped for one day, so it can be a whole True West motherfucking airplane. Oh, that's our plane right there. All right, take the wrap off. Nah, but it's going down, man. We got so much stuff going on, man. This shit is bananas. I just wish I could tell y'all. This is getting ready to be bananas. It's getting ready to be bananas. This year is getting ready to go down. So all of us, all we got to do is just, keep focused, keep positive. Nigga, we about to get paid. And it ain't about me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about, the things that I'm doing. My whole thing is y'all my family, so I want to make sure that we all good. And we going to be good. We going to be good. I already know. It's just, all the motherfuckers got to do is get the motherfucking money up, and then it's a wrap. And we do it a movie, too. We still do it 2 weeks.